اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Read. In the name of your Lord who creates. Creates man from a clot of blood. Read. And your Lord is most generous. Who teaches by the pen, teaches man that which he knew not.
These were the first five jeweled verses of the glorious Quran. The voice was that of Angel Gabriel, the spirit of faith and truth, who had been sent to the last of God's prophets. The mission had just begun for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, a mercy to the worlds.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just received the first words from his Lord on Mount Hira. He rushed down from the mountain, his face shining with beads of sweat, heart beating fiercely. The verses of the Quran were still echoing in his soul. What kind of visitation was this? What kind of words? He ran to Khadija. "Cover me, cover me." She gently comforted him as he explained what had just happened. "I fear that something may befall me," he said. "Never, by Allah," said his wife faithfully. "Allah would never disgrace you. You keep good relations with all your relatives. You help the poor and the needy. You serve your guests generously and assist the deserving unfortunate ones." Sometime later, Khadija took him to her cousin, a learned scribe named Waraqa, who knew the Torah and the Gospel well. After describing to him what had happened that night, the old man, without hesitation, affirmed that indeed this must have been a meeting with Archangel Gabriel, whom Allah had sent to Moses. "I wish I were young and could live up to the time when your people turn you out," the old wise man said. He knew that the prophet foretold in the earlier scriptures had arrived. So began the call of the last prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was to influence the world forevermore and herald a new age in the history of human consciousness and progress. The birth of Islam. The first to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his wife Khadija, followed shortly after by his young beloved cousin Ali, son of Abu Talib, who lived with them. Most were violently opposed, but some willingly opened their hearts and accepted the call, like Muhammad's closest friend and companion, Abu Bakr, and his servant Zayd, and others. After a while, as the revelations of the Quran continued, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to publicly deliver the message of Islam and recite the verses which had been sent to him.